Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. Your host, Mr. Jono Petrohilos, currently generates over $1 million a year selling his online courses. And now he teaches you how to do the same. Along with listening to our podcast, make sure to join the Course Creator Community Facebook group. It's one of the largest and most engaged Facebook groups in the space. You'll find the link in the show notes. Anyway, let's get to today's show.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Course Creator Community Podcast. I'm your host, Jono, and I am super excited because we have an absolute rock star on the line this week. Now, I know I say that about every guest every week, but this person actually is. A little bit about this person. She teaches entrepreneurs, course creators, personal brands, and consultants how to grow a buying audience on social media. She's spoken at all the big conferences, all the big podcast conferences, Podcast Movement, Podfest, some of the biggest social media ones, Social Media Week. I actually met her at Social Media Marketing World. It's the one and only Katie Brinkley. Katie, how are you?
I'm awesome. It's so good to be a guest on your show. Thank you so much for having me, Jono.
No, thank you for coming on. Now, Katie, I've known you for probably about 3-4 years now, because I think I met you before COVID. So obviously didn't see each other or touch base for a couple of years in the middle, but you know, it must be about 3-4 years now, right?
It is about it'll be 3 years this March that we met. So we met at Social Media Marketing World 2020 and got to hang out at I don't even remember the type of restaurant it was, but it felt like we were in someone's side back kitchen and it was 10 of us and we just got to hang out. It was really good and got to know you and hear about what you do a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, let the listeners know, Katie, who are you? What do you do? Where are you from?
Yeah. So my name is Katie Brinkley. I am a social media strategist and I'm from Denver, Colorado. So I've been helping businesses with their social media for about 19 years now. I started back in the days of MySpace, helping bands get off of MySpace and onto the radio.
You said how many years, sorry?
19.
You started when you were 2? Is that how that worked? Or?
Aren't you so kind? No, I started when I was in college and I worked at the college radio station. And part of the job at the radio station was to get fans to send you their music for free. And so we were writing handwritten notes. Wow. And I was like, this seems like a giant time suck. So I went all in on MySpace. The Facebook at the time was only for certain colleges and universities. And my college was not on the cool list. So we weren't allowed to use the Facebook. So I was, like I said, all in on MySpace. And I really wanted to learn how to utilize that for marketing, not necessarily for marketing, but for how can I get what I need by using this, you know, social media tool. And it helped me build relationships with these different bands. And it really quickly showed me how incredible of a tool social media can be when you go in with a strategy, when you go in with intention, because my intention was to network and connect with these bands and get them off of MySpace and onto our radio station. And when you went in with the strategy, magic can happen. And then, you know, Facebook came out, then Twitter, then Instagram. And as all these different tools have come out along the way, I've really wanted just to learn how you can maximize your time and your efforts there so that you can get in, be effective, and then get out and move on with your life.
Love that. Well, for all the listeners, that's how you know we're speaking to a marketing OG. Started on MySpace. You know, I used it. I think Facebook took a while to get to Australia. I think it started in America and the American colleges and then opened up, then came to Australia. But I was a massive MySpace fan, but I wasn't into marketing at the time. I was also at college, but I used MySpace to try and pick up girls. So I didn't learn too much about marketing, but I do remember the platform very well. I wasn't too successful with that side of things either. But hey, what we're going to speak about today, Katie, is I guess a couple different things. I like how your message is a buying audience. It's not how can I get all these followers and be an influencer. It's more around like, hey, how can I be a business owner and how can I build an audience of buyers? So sure, the listeners are going to love to hear that. I'm going to hand it over to you. Start where you want to start. What do we got to do if we want to create a buying audience, or what do we got to do to make money on social media without posting every day?
Yeah, I think that it can get very confusing with all these different social media, quote unquote, gurus saying, okay, well, if you want to grow, you know, all you got to do is do this, you know, 30 days of Reels challenge or go live on Facebook for 30 straight days and do this. And it's like, that sounds exhausting. And I know, I mean, granted, my business is social media, but I'm not an influencer. You know, but I'm a business owner that specializes in social media. And being a content creator, being an influencer on Instagram or Facebook, it's very different than being a business owner on those platforms, because you have to, when you show, I mean, social media is just one piece of the puzzle. That's the organic marketing piece. The if you're not on Instagram or you're not on social media in some regards, it's kind of like not having a website. Does your business really exist? People are going to the bottom of your website to see your social channels. People are finding you on Instagram and wanting to learn a little bit more about you. So it's extremely important to have a presence on social media, but that doesn't mean necessarily that you need to be showing up every single day posting. I mean, not all of us have a team like Gary Vaynerchuk has, where they turn, you know, one blog post into 40 different pieces of content. Not all of us have a team like that. So if you are using Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, whatever, you have to make sure that you're showing up effectively so that you can maximize your presence when you're on those platforms, so that the right people are seeing you. And they, when they see your post, they say, that's my person. I want to follow them. I want to buy from them. They always give value. So it's one of the most important things with social media is taking that step back. I'm telling you to post less on social media. Find the platforms that you enjoy showing up on, you enjoy creating content for, and where your ideal clients are hanging out. I mean, if you don't like doing video, you know what? TikTok probably is not going to be a good spot for you to focus your social media efforts. You have to be willing to do video. If you're a writer and you enjoy writing content, you enjoy writing blogs, LinkedIn is a great spot for you. So, I mean, you have to think about how you enjoy creating content so that you can remain consistent. Consistency is the key, not constantly. So if you're showing up consistently on these platforms where your audience is used to seeing you and connecting with you, you don't need to be there constantly. You can post two or three times a week and still have a very strong presence building the right audience.
Love that. I love the message around influencer versus business owner, because I think that line can get blurred, especially in the online space. Especially if you're an online course creator, it's very easy to look at somebody who's an influencer and has hundreds and thousands of followers and being like, well, hold on, if that person can do it, so can I. But there's a few things going on there. Like, if that person's an influencer or a content creator, maybe they're getting paid per view, you know, and that's how they make their revenue. So they need to do it. Or maybe they're getting paid by a sponsorship. So it's kind of like, you know, someone's paying them just to make a post. Like, that's different to selling a service or selling an online course or whatever it may be. So I think that's key there. I like some of the things you mentioned, how it's like, hey, you know, if you're strategic, you only got to do it 2-3 times a week. You know, find a platform that works. My question or questions from here, Katie, is like, how do we actually do it? Let's say someone's listening to this. They're a course creator. That's like, great, Katie, you've sold me. I'm happy to only post 2-3 times a week. Hey, I'm happy to do X amount of platform, whatever suits them. How do they actually build this audience of buyers?
So there's a few things that you want to do, and knowing which platform you want to show up on, like I said before, is extremely important, because then if you're showing up, let's just say Instagram, we'll just say Instagram's your spot. And this is kind of platform agnostic strategies, but just for ease's sake, I'm going to use Instagram. So if you think about Instagram, there's 5 different ways to show up on it. And it doesn't mean that you have to show up those 5 different ways every single day or every single week even, but I mean, there's Instagram Live, there's Instagram feed, the feed, you know, like where you see the single image. There's the Instagram carousel post, which is the swipeable images. There's Reels, the short form video, and then there's Instagram stories. And if you're not showing up in those different avenues, at least on a monthly basis, you're missing out on how people consume content. Everyone consumes content differently. Mm-hmm. One of the things that shocked me was 80% of people that are using Instagram visit stories before visiting the feed.
Oh yeah.
So and that it for me, I really kind of I'll go up the story.
You're a feed woman, are you?
I'm a feed carousel person. So I like carousel posts. I like the feed. But I mean, this is where, like, for me, when I saw that, I was like, holy cow, I'm part of the 20%. But my algorithm, the way that my feed shows up, is very different than your feed, which is also very different than Kim's feed or whoever's feed. We build our own algorithms. And so Instagram knows, like, hey, if one of these people that Katie engages with regularly does a carousel post, we got to throw those at her, even if it's 2 days old, because she's going to really like it. She's going to swipe through it and she's going to spend more time on our platform. And then stories I kind of forget about. And I'm like, oh, I've seen everything. I'm going to go see what's going on in stories. That's how it was for me. So, I mean, if you're not utilizing all these different ways of showing up, you're going to miss an opportunity to connect with your ideal client and customer. And I say, like, don't worry about doing it every single day. If you do two lives a month and then like one reel a week and one carousel post a week, and then you show up on stories, you know, five times a week, just kind of showcasing what you're doing, you're able to check all those boxes. So this is why I think it's really important to go all in on one platform and do it effectively first, that one platform, before you decide to start adding in Facebook and LinkedIn and TikTok and everything. Because if you're optimizing all those platforms the way that they want you to use those platforms, you have to be writing, you know, LinkedIn blog posts, and you have to be joining Facebook groups, and you have to be, you know, all the different things. And it can get extremely overwhelming. And when you get overwhelmed, then you get stuck and you don't end up doing anything.
Gotcha. So point number one is essentially the platform. Let's make sure we've got that platform right. And let's make sure we, I guess the word is maybe, I don't know if exhaust is the right word, but maybe implement all the things on there. So that's, you know, that's great if we're doing Instagram. Maybe if we're on YouTube, it could be a similar kind of thing, right? Let's make sure we're doing shorts and we're doing longer form videos as well. All right.
Let's just put that out there really fast right now. Everyone absolutely needs to be doing YouTube shorts right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Katie, my whole social media usage has changed definitely in the last year since I saw you last at Social Media World, but probably even this year. I'm like 100% reels now. So I either use Instagram reels or YouTube shorts.
Yeah.
That's like all my social media viewage there. And I might even have to change it as a user, because it's like the difference now is with social media, it's people that I don't know. Like a year ago, if I was on those platforms, it's people that I know. I'd be more a Facebook guy seeing people I know, or an Instagram person seeing more people I know in the stories there. But now I'm seeing people I don't know. And it's not a good thing from a user, you know? It's kind of like now I just like, give me back to showing the people that I think it's good for a marketer, you know, because you're getting in front of new people. But from a user, I'd like to see some more of my people. But anyway, that's a side thing there. So, all right, cool. We've got our platform. We know that we want to use all different features of it, whatever platform it is we're using. What about types of content, Katie? Do we just post, is anything good enough, or is there specific types of posts we have to do? Do you have a formula or anything like that?
Yeah. So I think that when you're creating your posts, it always ask the you, what's in it for them, you know? So with your posts, if it's I driven, that's a great story, but what does that mean for me? So when you're writing your posts and you're crafting your captions, always make it about the reader. This is what you can learn from that. This is how it's helping you. I might've learned this along the way. And the way that you can take what my mistake is by implementing this or whatever. So always think about the person that's reading it. The anatomy of a caption is really changed. And like you were alluding to, so much with our algorithms is different now. The very first line is, it's a hook. You have to have that hook to bring people in. And in reels and in shorts, that's all, just about all you need is the hook. To tell people why they want to watch this or what's coming up next. So the hook is the most important part, especially if you're using short form video. In the caption on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, you should be making those captions very driven towards SEO. So that's how a lot of these social media platforms are set up now, is there's actually SEO taking what you've written in your caption and pushing it out to people that they think the algorithm thinks will want to see it. I'm not just saying to go ahead and throw a whole bunch of keywords in there, but you know, my target audience is business owners and entrepreneurs. So I could say, like, as a business owner, do you sometimes feel like the struggle of social media is extreme? So I'm using the words that are my ideal clients and customers in the caption, making it about whatever the post is about, but really putting it full of SEO for the algorithm. And then last but not least, you always want to have a call to action. What is it that you want people to do? Do you want them just to like your post? Do you want them to share it? Do you want them to comment below? You need to tell people what you want them to do, because if you don't tell them what to do, they're not going to do anything at all. So the anatomy of a good caption is really hook, SEO filled content, and then a call to action.
Gotcha. And if we do those things, we're getting some growth, or in the ideal world, we'll be getting some growth organically, right? And that's how people are finding us. That's how we're kind of growing our following a little bit. That's how we're getting potential leads.
I mean, honestly, my secret sauce to growing my account and my clients' accounts is being social on these platforms. It sounds really silly, but this is where I think that you can take that step back from social media and having to worry about posting all the time. If you're showing up in other people's feeds and leaving valuable comments, leaving valuable responses to their posts, it's going to do wonders for you. So hashtags, they still work, but they're more for categorizing. And for me, I use hashtags for outbound engagement. So I know that people that use a certain hashtag business coach, hashtag realtor life, anything like that, those are the hashtags that I hang out in. I'm not using those in my posts. I'm using those hashtags to go and engage. So I'll go into the feed and look at the most recent posts for those hashtags, and I'll just read their post or watch their video and leave a comment. And I'm not saying the three fire emojis or the three heart emojis. That's not a valuable comment. Actually look at what the person wrote and leave them a response back. It opens up the door for conversation. It opens up the door for them to come to your account. And honestly, it's a pay it forward approach. If you're leaving a comment on somebody else's post, it helps them in the algorithm and in the feed. But it's also a spot for you to show up and say all their followers to be like, oh, who's this? I am Katie Brinkley person. Click on my name and now they're over on my account, which is filled with tips, advice, and great content, because every time I show up, I make sure it's value driven. And then that's how you get the right followers in every single time.
Love it. Okay. So there's some great tips to kind of like the marketing side of things. In terms of the sales side of things, Katie, how do we now say, all right, you know, we've got some people following us, we've got some people commenting, watching our stuff, engaging in our content. How do we turn those people into customers or clients? Any tips there?
You know, I think that a lot of people, and unfortunately LinkedIn has been terrible with this lately, but
it's good.
With the bots. I mean, bots. Yeah. I mean, I get so many people like, hey, you just, here's a calendar. I'm like, look, I don't know who you are. Slow your roll. I'm not about to go and sign up for a free call with you. I don't even know what you do. And so you can't just be busting into people's DMs trying to sell them. So how can you show up in somebody's DMs? Because that is where the magic happens, is in the DMs. Like, how can you show up and feel like you're invited to be there?
Yeah.
For Instagram, Instagram stories is a fantastic way to do that.
Yeah.
So, and I'll tell you a couple different ways that you can show up in the DMs. One is the Instagram stories. So watch someone's story and then respond to one of the stories that they've posted. So if, you know, John, you posted a story about going and getting coffee social media marketing world. Sure. Going to social media marketing world. And I wanted to show up in your DMs. I could say, hey, cannot wait to see you there. It's been forever since I've seen you. Now you and I have a relationship, but if we didn't, I could say, hey, I'm going too. We should definitely try and meet up, whatever. And it doesn't feel weird for somebody that you haven't ever talked to to show up in your DMs because you can see that, oh, this person is responding to this story. They're picking up on the conversation. So by showing up in someone's DMs in this, through the story feature, it's a great way to show up and not really feel like you're uninvited.
That's such a good tip.
And with that too, like if someone starts a conversation with you, most of the time they will respond. Then you can start asking them questions. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about what your business is. Are you still focused on course creation? How's that going? Oh, I heard you started a podcast. Approach these conversations the same way you would a networking event. You wouldn't walk up to someone at a real life. If I walked up to you at Social Media Marketing World, took my card and threw it at you and turned around and walked away, you'd be like, what was that about? But that's how a lot of people are showing up in the DMs, where it's like, here's my card. This is what I do. Peace. You know, get to know somebody and actually have a conversation with them a little bit before you try to sell them. And you'd be amazed at how many times like it ends up turning into a sales call just because you've already had that warm conversation in the DMs together. So that's one way. I love the stories approach. It feels very organic. Another way, if you're not following that person and aren't going to watch their stories, is by the call to action in your caption. So if you say in the caption, I just put this masterclass together. It's 90 minutes where it's going to teach you the 5 reasons why you're not getting the leads on Instagram. Who wants a copy? All those people are going to comment on your post, say, me, I want it. That sounds amazing. And you can then respond by a comment, say, great, I'm going to shoot you a DM. Always, always, always try and move people into the DMs. If anything, just in case you want to do ads someday, you can target people on Facebook and Instagram with DM conversations. You can just target the people you've had DM conversations with.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I mean, when you have someone in the DMs, again, it's not weird to be like, hey, we're having this one-to-one conversation. It'd be weird to try and sell someone through a comment thread.
Yeah. So you got to have some confidence to do that as well, right?
Right. Imagine
the objection handling in the comments, Katie.
Oh my God.
That would be funny.
Can you imagine? It would be, that's my nightmare, Jono. Yeah, that is my nightmare right there. But no, I mean, always move into the DMs. And it makes people feel, and you can do voice memos then, you can do video chats then. I mean, it's the DMs are where it's at and where the magic happens. And the stories feature and the comment below feature are my 2 favorite ways to move conversations to a private conversation, a public conversation to a private conversation.
Both good tips. With the stories, do you ever do the opposite? Like if somebody, say you post a story and maybe you've got, I don't know, a poll there or a question or whatever. Do you ever use that as well? Or
Okay.
And any tips there with the polls is an interesting one because it's like, all right. Tell me your tip. What would you get any tips there or what's your opinions?
No,
there?
I want to hear what's your polls, objection.
I'm just thinking with the poll, don't get me wrong. I will still do it. And depending what the poll is as well, but I'm just thinking whether it's like, I think maybe it depends what the poll is. Like if I did a poll that's just like, I don't know, you know, hey, I'm going to America next month. You know, what do you prefer, Las Vegas or San Diego? And then if someone just taps Las Vegas and then I just start a conversation there and then that leads to a sale, like, what are your thoughts there? Is that too like, hey, it had nothing to do with my content and now I'm trying to get in with a sale, or is that okay? Or what's your take?
I mean, I guess this is why, most of my sales calls that I have when I get someone on a call, I close them. And it's because I do spend a lot of time nurturing them through what is their struggle, wouldn't it be great if you could do all of your social media in like 1 hour a week? Wouldn't that be amazing?
That is a good sell. I got to give you that.
And so, I mean, like, and that's where you have to be willing to spend some time in the DMs to make sure that they're the right people. Cause you don't want to waste your time on sales calls or with people that aren't an ideal client for you or that aren't a fit. And I mean, like you can find out in the DMs very easily where people are at with their business journey and what their goals are. And if you are the right fit, maybe, you know, maybe they would just be great for, you know, your $7 mini course. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not a good fit for the $900 course, but the $7 mini course is where they're at right now. That's still a sale that you can get. And they're going to feel like this person listened to me and they got me exactly what I needed. Mm-hmm. And that's good. Then they're going to come back and say, I'm ready to work with you now for $900. Mm-hmm. So it's really important to talk with people and see where they're at with their journey. I mean, sometimes like I'll ask pulse questions, like, where are you at with your business? You know, what are you hitting? Cause it's all anonymous for them. They're just hitting pull stickers. You know, what are some of your goals? Do you want to double your income this year? Do you want to, you know, contract out your social media? And you can ask, people will tell you what their goals are. So figure out what a list of your ideal clients and customers' dreams are that you can help them solve. You know, whether, like for me, I keep going back to me, but I mean, most people that I help are sick and tired of social media, but they know that they need to be on it. Mm. And they're tired of it because they don't want to be dancing and pointing and all the things. They know they got to do it. So just help me do it effectively. Okay, I can do that. You know, and what I'll teach you to do is it's going to take you an hour a week to create the posts and do the outbound engagement, all the things. And then you can be like, done. I'm going to focus on the parts of my business I actually care about. You know, so knowing what your ideal client's dreams are will help you write the captions. They'll help you write the posts, do the polls. And that way, every time you show up, your people are like, oh yes, that's what I need. I want her to help me. I want him to help me. I want them to solve my problems. It's like they're speaking just to me.
I just with that paragraph there, I'm sure you're even going to get listeners on here being like, wow, that's exactly what I need. So if that sounded like you, what Katie was saying there, I'll put all Katie's links down below in the show notes. And she does have a conference coming up this week as well that we'll speak about in a sec. So you know, check all those down in the show notes. I just want to give a summary of the major points I've had there, Katie, and then there's some kind of closing questions I always like to finish up with. So my biggest takeaways from Katie's talk here, number one is essentially like pick the right platform for you. Find what you like doing, and that's the platform you're going to use. From there, if we go a bit deeper, let's make sure we're maximizing that platform. Let's say the example Katie used was Instagram. Hey, if we're going to use Instagram, here's the five different ways we can do it. We're going to go live. We're going to post on the feed. We're going to do some carousels. We're going to do some reels. We're going to do some stories. So that's kind of our base there. If we want to go a little bit deeper, we want to grow our audience, it's important that we're posting the right type of content, but also we're doing some sort of outreach as well. The suggestion Katie used was via hashtags, finding appropriate hashtags that essentially other people are using. You might not use them on your own posts, but if you know your ideal clients use them, that's a way you can go and engage there. And then in terms of the sales side of things, a couple tips Katie shared there. Number one was the stories. You can go and comment on someone's story, and then that can start a conversation from there. Or if you're not following them and they're following you, you can use the call to action in your post. You can essentially post and say, if you're interested, comment below. Someone comments below. You send them over a DM. You know, hey, Katie, here's the free thing, whatever it may be. And then you'll reply to their comment and essentially say, hey, Katie sent you a DM. Can you confirm you got it? Does that summarize the key points there?
Well done. Yes. Awesome. Yes. You are taking great notes.
I got a bad memory. So I know my only way around it is to take notes. All right. So a few questions I always like to finish up with, Katie. Actually, question. Do you have an online course yourself?
I don't.
No. A mini course or anything like that? Do you use any of the software, I guess, is the question for creating online courses?
No, that actually, after my event here is what I'm going to be working on. I am creating an Instagram course. I've heard the outline and everything. I just gotta upload it. So if you have one that you prefer, I would love
could go all day on that. I'll give you the simplified version. The best one on the market at the moment is Kajabi. Oh, wait, okay. So this will follow on to the question anyway. What do you use for your email marketing?
I use ClickFunnels and ActiveCampaign.
Oh, okay. In that case, I'll just maybe host your course on ClickFunnels.
Yeah.
Are you 2.0 or are you OG?
I'm OG.
OG. Okay. You've got one course, right, that you're going to put together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will just go ClickFunnels then because you already got the software. You already got ActiveCampaign. The limitation with ClickFunnels is that like each course you produce, someone would have to have a new login. So with most of the other platforms, let's say you did it with Kajabi, for example, and I signed up for one of your courses, you've essentially got a school on Kajabi. And then I log into, you know, katiebrinkley.kajabi.com or whatever it is. And then all your different courses are on there that I've signed up for. With ClickFunnels, I need a different login for each course. So it's a little bit annoying. I think they fixed that with 2.0. But anyway, if it's one course, I think ClickFunnels is good enough. The reason why most people that listen to this would use Kajabi is because it's an all-in-one as well. It's like a ClickFunnels. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, you can do your funnels, you can do your emails, you can, you know, do your courses, but you already got ClickFunnels, so I'll just do it on that.
Okay. Well, no, All right. Great. I appreciate the tip. I mean, like I said, I've been wanting to do a course forever. It's just never been the right time. So yeah,
well, when I see you at Social Media 2014,
2024.
I'm gonna hear the results of that course.
Awesome.
All right. Favorite marketing conference, Katie?
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, Social Media Marketing World is phenomenal. The people there are absolutely incredible. I love Michael Stelzner. I love Phil Mershon. I love all of the people behind Social Media Marketing World. They bring in great speakers. But honestly, like the networking that happens there. I mean, like I said, that's where you and I met. Yep. And I've really met a lot of great people that, you know, I only see in San Diego. Some of them live here in Denver and I only see them at that conference, but it's a really, really good event. My second favorite would probably be CEX, which is put on by Joe Paluzzi and that's in Cleveland, Ohio in May. And that's a really good one because it's about creating, I mean, especially like if you're a course creator, an author, a podcaster, how can you make money doing these things? And that's what that conference is all about, is how you can become a content entrepreneur.
Yeah, there we go. I've never been to that one, you know, CES. I've had Joe on the podcast about a year ago, and I think he told me about it. He's like, yeah, I'm starting this new thing, yada, 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 creator economy or something. Is that what it's? Yeah. And I've never been to Cleveland, Ohio. Is there anything else there, or is it just the
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Might have to go.
Yeah, you can go and see like all of the famous, you know, rock artists and see all the different rooms and everything. Apparently, I've never been, so I'm gonna go and make a time to go and check out the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for sure.
There we go. Social Media World, massive fan. I think I've been to five of them now. I went to the first one I went to. I'll tell you a bit of a story, actually. So maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I set myself a goal. I was teaching online courses to fitness professionals, right? And I was like, you know what? I want to be like the best, the social media go-to person for fitness professionals in Australia. That's kind of my goal for the year, you know? And I was like, because I've always been a massive conference fan, because even when I was in the fitness industry, I'd go to a conference and I'd learn heaps from that conference. And I was like, well, this kind of worked for me in the fitness industry. I wonder if it'll work in like the social media space as well. So I just did some Googling, you know, social media conferences or whatever. And the only one I could find was Social Media Marketing World. The SEO, the name's just so SEO optimized as well, you know, typed it in. I was like, oh, what's this? And I'm like, oh, it's in America for like 4 days. Like, you know, should I go? Should I not go? But I was doing the summary in my head, and I'm like, well, hold on. If I want to be the best in my continent at what I'm doing, I should probably go to this thing. And I like to do some of the future pacing, right? If I was the best person of social media in the fitness industry in Australia, would I go to that thing? Yeah, probably. So I booked the ticket, loved it, had the time of my life, gone back every time since, and I'll probably go forever. And just like you said, Katie, just as much for the presentations as it is the networking as well.
Totally.
So
totally.
Good plug there. All right. That'll be interesting for this next follow-up question then. So are you a Matrix fan at all, Katie?
I am a Matrix. I've only seen like the first two, but I didn't see the newest one that came out.
Okay. I've never seen them. But I just know there's the blue pill, red pill scenario there, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to give you one of these. So the blue pill, everything stays the same. The red pill, you're going to get $1 million cash in hand, tax-free today, but you can never attend Social Media World again or see any of the attendees ever again.
Oh,
do you take the million?
And I can't see any of the attendees.
Can't see any of the attendees. And you can't interact with them on social media either.
Yeah. That's a really tough question because I've the connections I've made there have been so valuable. And some, like I said, some of these people I only know through that event in San Diego and then through a computer screen, but I consider them some of my closest friends. I'll take the $1 million, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I'll take the $1 million. I don't
that's
know.
A
I guess
that's a tough
it
one,
is
right?
A tough one.
Awesome. All right. Next question, Katie, is around mentors. So you're obviously a mentor for plenty of people out there that want to use social media to grow their business, plenty of business owners. I'm curious to hear who your biggest mentors have been. And if you could answer this in a few different ways, if you could give us like a paid mentor to someone that you've paid money to, you've done their course or their coaching program, whatever it may be, an unpaid mentor, someone that you haven't paid, but you follow them on social, you like all their content and you think they're great. And a book that you recommend everyone should read if they want to sell more stuff on social media. So paid, unpaid, book.
Book. So paid mentor would have to be Subi Zimmerman. So she's absolutely incredible. And she really helped me get into the right mindset. She's an Instagram coach, but holy cow, she did so much more for me than just like, the reason why I hired her was because I was stuck with what I should say on my own social. I help other people think about what to say on theirs. I do it for clients. But when it came to me, I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, there's nothing that's like unique about me. And she helped me, one, find my voice on social media, but two, step into my mindset and get it right and figure out what my superpowers are. She was absolutely incredible for my business growth and my mindset growth. So absolutely Subi Zimmerman, amazing woman. She's online at the Instagram expert. And yeah, she's truly awesome. Unpaid mentor. You know, I'm gonna have to say, it's not even somebody that like I really follow on social media. It's somebody that I met. I was a guest on their podcast, and then I had them be a guest on mine. I've never met her in real life, but she's become, you know, one of my closest friends, and she's just amazing with help, like listening and being like, actually, no, why don't you try this? Or this is a great way of doing this. And her name's Jenny Wright. She's actually I actually did hire her, but not for being a mentor, but she's a virtual event planner, and she's done over 350 virtual summits, virtual events. And she knows her stuff with it. And she's been a great sounding board for when, you know, times are tough and when times are great. And she's been a great mentor as well. Her name's Jenny Wright. And then the book, I'd have to say Atomic Habits by James Clear. Mm. It's not a social media book, but it is about, it is for growth. Whether you want to grow for your business or grow as a better human, it's little changes that are going to have massive results for you. And that's where I think that I like it so much because you can apply it on so many different levels. Whether if you want to use it for social media, like it's just changing one small thing, like adding in, okay, I'm going to just go on LinkedIn and I'm going to engage with 5 accounts today. And you do that every day. And then after a week, okay, I'm going to engage with 10 accounts or whatever. And it's just making those micro goals so that you can have good habits and create really strong habits to grow your business or to grow as a human.
Yes, that's one of the most popular, probably in the world, to be honest. If you go to your Amazon and you're probably anything. I was going to say, amongst marketing people. And then I'm like, amongst business people, amongst entrepreneurs, amongst
anyone that'll read it.
Yeah. Like, I think even if you're not into business, right? I think it's in somewhere in the top charts on Amazon and that anyway.
Yeah.
But even on this podcast, that's one of the books that always comes up there. So awesome. All right, Katie. Well, that's pretty much all I wanted to get through. I believe you've got a virtual conference yourself that's coming up.
Yeah.
Probably now by the time people are watching this. Do you want to let us know a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Social Profit Lab is a 4-day event with over 40 speakers. It's all virtual. And the amazing Jenny Wright was my summit planner for this. But it's not just social media. We're if you are stuck with one part of your business and you want to take your business to that next step this year, there will be a session that will absolutely help you grow. So day one is all about leadership and the fundamentals. So is your business's offer clear? Are you delegating effectively? Are you a good leader? I mean, is that why things are you're struggling? So it's all about leadership fundamentals on day one. Day two is about audience building. So how do you build an audience? Is it through having a podcast? Is it by being a podcast guest? Is LinkedIn your platform? Is it Instagram? How are you going to build this audience and nurture them? Day three is creating content. So now you found your platform, you know your audience. How do you create content for this platform to get the right followers on your account? And then day four is how to sell to them. Whether, you know, it's, you know, if you, the surefire way to sell when you don't know how to sell, how to sell in the DMs, all things selling online through digital marketing, that is happening on day four. So we will take you through the full 4 days of growing your business. And like I said, I say this, that one of these speakers is going to be able to change your business this year. At least one of them.
I just had a quick look on the site there as you were talking, and I'm scrolling through, and I'm like, some of the speakers here, I'm traveling to America for Social Media World and Podcast Evolutions, and I'm paying probably $5,000, if not more, in terms of tickets and flights or whatever. And so this is similar speakers. I'm like, there's Alex on there. There's Wave on there, you know? So just Wave for everyone listening. Judy as well. Like the speakers on there, like for everyone listening, the speakers on there are literally the same speakers that I'm paying $5,000 to next month to go and see. But sorry, continue. I just wanted to give you an extra little plug, you know?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, and it's free. The event is free. I want to be able to give people an opportunity to have that light bulb moment of like, because I hear it so many times, and it's so like, it breaks my heart to hear people say like, oh, well, I tried doing LinkedIn and it didn't work for me. And it's like, well, this is why. I mean, like, you don't even like, you haven't posted in 3 years. Like, what were you trying to do? I mean, so your profile's on private on Instagram. Well, of course, no, you're not getting any leads on Instagram. So just sometimes it's just one small shift that is going to really change your business. And I think that that's why so many of the speakers said, yeah, I'd love to join you. Because they're, like you said, some of these speakers are speaking on, you know, some of the biggest stages, and they're doing it for free for this event. Because it really is just, it's the full scope of business growth as an entrepreneur at this event. So yeah.
Love it. Awesome. All right. Well, Katie, that's pretty much all I wanted to get through. Was there anything I should have asked you but forgot to, or anything you wanted to finish us off with?
Go to socialprofitlab.com to sign up. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Yeah, socialprofitlab.com.
Awesome. And I'll put that link down in the show notes. Awesome. All right, Katie, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, course creators, real quick before we get into today's episode, I've got a little favor to ask. As a lot of you are probably aware, one of my goals for this year is to get to massively grow this podcast and get it to be one of the top ranking podcasts in the marketing space. To do that, what really helps is if I can generate as many ratings as reviews as possible from listeners. So if you're a returning listener, if you could take a couple seconds and just give me a quick rating and review on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform you listen to, that would mean the world to me. Anyway, let's get to today's show.